Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Premier League strugglers Liverpool leave it late to pick up their first away win of the season.
On to Torres. Torres flicked to Maxi Rodriguez. Great chance. 1-0 Liverpool. 4 minutes to go. Liverpool get a goal they probably don't deserve, but it's a priceless goal. It could lift them to mid-table.
Elsewhere, Tiger Woods is unseated as the world number one, and Kim Clijsters ends her season on a high with victory in Doha. But we start with football, and Liverpool have moved out of the bottom three in the English Premier League after a vital 1-0 win against Bolton. It was a second successive victory, and the BBC's Nigel Adley was watching at the Reebok Stadium.
Liverpool are out of the relegation zone, and despite the overall quality of their performance, manager Roy Hodgson will hope back-to-back victories will draw a line under their troubled start to the season. A shocking miss from Fernando Torres in the opening moments set the tone for a scrappy, disjointed match in which both teams struggled for creativity. Bolton's Stuart Holden did force Pepe Reina into a fine save in the first half, but the home team didn't really offer anything else. And just when the game seemed destined to finish goalless, Torres's back heel allowed Maxi Rodriguez to fire under Jussi Askelainen to give Liverpool a late and very significant victory.
So Liverpool are up to 12th in the table, and their manager Roy Hodgson says despite the poor start to the season, his players are showing plenty of spirit.
Certainly quality is permanent, you never lose that, and we know we've got a quality centre forward, we know we've got quality midfield players, and I'm beginning to realise also that there's plenty of grit in the team, because the two last victories against Blackburn and Bolton show that we're capable of even standing up to that test, which, you know, sometimes if you're a passing team and a quality team, you can be accused of not being able to stand up to it.
Kevin Nolan scored a hat-trick for Newcastle as they thrashed their local rival Sunderland 5-1 at St James's Park. The victory lifts them to 7th in the Premier League. The BBC's Mike Sewell has the story.
Chris Hughton dedicated Newcastle's biggest win over their Wearside rivals for more than half a century to the club's supporters. Steve Bruce could only apologise to the Sunderland fans. Bruce admitted his team were blown away by his hometown club. The job was all but done by half-time. Newcastle's captain Kevin Nolan led by example, scoring twice from close range before Shola Amiobi converted an injury-time penalty. But it was Titus Bramble sending off 8 minutes into the second half, which effectively confirmed Sunderland's fate. Amiobi made it 4 with his 6th goal in his last 4 matches against Sunderland, and Nolan compounded their misery when he completed his hat-trick. Newcastle's only blemish on the score sheet was allowing Darren Bent a last-minute consolation.
Well, over the last 7 days, the Newcastle manager Chris Hughton has had to put up with speculation in the British media that he could be about to lose his job, so he was thrilled by the performance.
If you get off to a good start, it gives you a momentum in the games, and it gave us that momentum in that first half. And what can happen in that period of time, you either put your chances away or you don't. And fortunately for us, we did. But it, as I say, to a man, I thought we were excellent today. Well deserved of the victory that we had, and a wonderful place to be at the moment.
In another local derby in the Premier League on Sunday, Aston Villa drew 0-0 with Birmingham at Villa Park. TP Mazembe from the Democratic Republic of Congo thrashed Esperance of Tunisia by 5-0 in the first leg of the African Champions League final. It was a controversial match in Lubumbashi. Esperance had a player sent off in the first half shortly after conceding the first goal, a header by Ngandu Kasongo, which they claimed did not cross the line. The BBC's Kennedy Gonwe was watching and says TP Mazembe deserved the victory in front of their home fans.
They conceded Esperance 2 goals in the first half, and then there was a red card that was shown to one of the players. In the second half, I mean, it was 3 goals, and clearly TP Mazembe were unstoppable. Esperance looked like a team that came here only to score a goal and even force a draw. They played with one man up, and then the moment they conceded the 2 goals in the first half, it was clear that they had an uphill battle in the second half. Obviously, if you're going to play in such a high-profile match, a final, first leg of a final with one man down for maybe about 60 minutes into the game, is obviously going to dictate the pace of the game, is obviously going to have an effect on the complexion of the match. But also, I think TP Mazembe asserted themselves very well. They were playing with a purpose. They knew that if they beat Esperance here by wide margin, the return leg would just be a formality. And that's what you clearly saw from the first whistle. But suffice to say, the red card definitely had an effect on Esperance.
Villarreal lost ground at the top of La Liga after being held to a 1-1 draw by Sporting Gijón. Giuseppe Rossi struck a last-gasp penalty to salvage a point for 10-man Villarreal, who stay third. A win would have taken them level on points with second-place Barcelona and a point behind leaders Real Madrid. In Italy, the shock Serie A leaders Lazio move 4 points clear at the top with a hard-fought 1-0 win at Palermo, their fourth away victory in a row. Defender Andre Diaz scored the only goal with a superb volley in the first half. Elsewhere, Sampdoria dropped their Italian international striker Antonio Cassano after he swore at the club president last week. Without him, though, his teammates struggled to a 1-0 victory at Cesena. There are new leaders in Germany's Bundesliga after Borussia Dortmund won 2-0 at Mainz in what was a record-equalling fifth successive away win for the club. Dortmund replaced Mainz at the top of the standings and lead by a point. And Hoffenheim are now up to third, 7 points off the pace, following their 4-0 thumping of 10-man Hannover. Montpellier missed out on the chance to go second in the French top flight after being held to a 1-1 draw at home to Paris Saint-Germain. Montpellier remains sixth in the table, 3 points behind the leaders Stade Brest. On the golf, Tiger Woods will officially lose his status as the world number one when the latest rankings are released later on Monday. Woods has held the position for more than 5 years, but he'll be replaced by Britain's Lee Westwood. The new world number one has never won a major, but says he's now fulfilled one of his big ambitions.
When you're growing up and people say, what do you want to achieve? You turn around and you say, I want to be the best in the world. And right at this very moment, I can show people the world rankings and say, look, I'm the best in the world. It's a planet, isn't it? I'm the best on the planet.
On to tennis. Kim Clijsters has won the year-ending WTA Tour Championship in Doha, this after a tough battle with world number one Caroline Wozniacki. The Belgian came through 6-3, 5-7, 6-3 in extremely humid conditions. And our reporter Richard Eaton was watching.
Kim Clijsters has followed the defence of her US Open title with a display of great resilience, and she's recaptured the WTA Championships title after an interval of 7 years. Despite not having competed at all during the 7 weeks since her New York triumph because of a foot operation, the Belgian also had to recover from the disappointment of seeing the 20-year-old Dane come back from a set and won 4-down to take the match to an enthralling decider. But Wozniacki did more than enough at the age of 20 to show that although she hasn't won any of the tour's big titles yet, it's surely within her capacity to do so.
The newly crowned world champion Jorge Lorenzo won the MotoGP in Estoril, his eighth victory of the season. The Spanish rider finished ahead of his Yamaha teammate Valentino Rossi. The Italian Andrea Dovizioso of Honda was third. Nick Harris reports.
This was the race that world champion Jorge Lorenzo so wanted to win, and he did just that, beating his great rival and former world champion Valentino Rossi. It was never going to be easy with riders facing a dry Estoril track for the first time this weekend. American Ben Spies never even made it to the start after dislocating his left ankle in a warm-up crash. And Casey Stoner crashed out in the early stages, and it soon became a battle of giants at the front with Rossi and Lorenzo fighting a battle of pride. However, once Lorenzo took over at the front, there was never any doubt about the winner. His first Grand Prix win since August, on his return to Europe as world champion, a very special day.
Pakistan's cricketers beat South Africa by one wicket in a dramatic one-day international at the Abu Dhabi Stadium to square the series at 1-1. Abdul Razak was the match winner, his unbeaten 109 coming from just 72 deliveries. Chasing 294 to win, Razak came to the crease when Pakistan were wobbling on 136 for 5. He helped them to reach the victory target with just one ball to spare. Meanwhile, Australia's poor form continued as they suffered their first ever home defeat in a 2020 international. They lost by 7 wickets to Sri Lanka in a one-off match in Perth. Before we go, a reminder that Liverpool have moved out of the bottom three in the English Premier League after a 1-0 win at Bolton, their first away win of the season. And that's the very latest world sport from the BBC.